This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The Great Lakes have claimed a lot of ships over the years, and late last year, researchers used a remote-controlled submersible to confirm what had been identified as the SS Senator in Lake Michigan, 15 miles off the Wisconsin shore. It sank back in October of 1929. Joining us now is Tamara Thompson. She's a maritime archaeologist with the Wisconsin Historical Society. So first, what was the Senator's cargo?
Well, the Senator had a combination of 1929 and 1930 Nash automobiles. She was carrying 268 of them in her final voyage.
Now, these Nash automobiles, manufactured in Kenosha, Wisconsin, headed to Detroit on the SS Senator. In what kind of condition did you find these cars?
Well, the visibility at depth was pretty bad. The Senator lays within a sinkhole, so we were unable to use video equipment to survey the shipwreck, so we end up using sonar equipment. We found out that the cars that had been lashed to the deck, that were, you know, sitting out in the elements, had actually slid from the deck and knocked part of the cabin off and were resting on the lake bed to the port side off the stern of the Senator. But we were able to take the ROV and put it inside the shipwreck in the gash hole that was caused by the collision damage with the Marquette.
Right.
And we found that the cars on the interior of the deck were sitting six across, three on either side of the center line, and still held in place with their connecting straps.
You mentioned the Marquette. It was an iron ore ship. So tell us about that collision.
The collision happened in a very dense fog on the 30th of October 1929, so just a couple days after the stock market crashed. And so what happened was is both vessels were heading at full speed in a fog. They were signaling to each other. They had both recognized each other with a single blast, which would have indicated a port-to-port passage. And then out of the fog, they appeared to be on a collision course. I mean, there was less than 100 foot of visibility. So they, when they saw each other, Captain Kinch of the Senator steered to port and immediately corrected steering full to starboard, and the Marquette ended up striking midships, coming nearly all the way through the vessel.
The Senator went down really quickly, and not all the crew were saved. How many were rescued, and how were they rescued?
There were 16 that were rescued aboard one of the fishing tugs, which was nearby. There were 10 other victims who did not survive.
I read in an MLive article that the Senator was one of three ships that sank in just 1 week. And as you mentioned, the same week the stock market crashed, leading to the Great Depression. Just bad news all over that week. How was Nash Motors affected through all of this? You've got stock market collapse and a pretty expensive shipment of cars.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it had to have hurt quite a bit for, you know, a small regional company. I mean, they were reasonably large scale, but, you know, to deal with the downturn of the economy and then also loss of a full vessel full of cargo must have really been a significant blow to the company.
We should mention the other two ships that sank that week were the SS Milwaukee and the SS Wisconsin. About those cars, I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Are any of these cars salvageable? Can they be retrieved?
Actually, as they are, and this is a protected site, they're property of the state of Wisconsin. They belong to all of the citizens of the state. And so we are going to allow them to stay on the bottom and remain part of the wreck site as it is.
Tamara Thompson is a maritime archaeologist with the Wisconsin Historical Society. We've been talking about the SS Senator, which sank in Lake Michigan in 1929 with a boatload of Nash automobiles. Thanks very much.
Thank you.